motivation to the people, that's the uplift. Prosperity and growth, we can discuss this. Spread the love, cause I believe in family unity and equal justice and equal opportunity. Let's make it great again, fulfill a happy vacancy. It costs you nothing, give you knowledge, here, this is free. Us together talking about it, that's the key. Bring the truth, bare facts, that's just me. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it.
Word is bond.
Ain't gonna stop me for
talking about it. Tonight I'm gonna talk about some things.
Ain't gonna stop me.
What men of character do. When we're talking about respect, building a community, the ideas for us to help each other build and grow.
Peace and blessings, family. Welcome to the Bare Facts, Life Lessons with the Sugar Bear, where the goals are motivated and inspired. I'm so proud of how things are moving with the podcast. This is the 126th straight episode. That's weekly, nonstop for 2.5 years. It's a labor of love. I must thank you for the support as the evolution continues. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm going to jump back into the fray regarding the film Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. I must take a few moments to unpack the level of hypocrisy surrounding this film. As you are aware, I addressed the film a few weeks ago in Season 3, Episode 15, Kyrie Under Fire. I discussed how Kyrie was dragged through the media for a social media post and was given a long list of demands to be able to return to the NBA plantation. I asked the following questions very candidly. Where's that same energy for Jeff Bezos? Or where's that smoke for the ADL? Or Commissioner Silver? Or for Amazon Prime, the platform that is profiting from selling the book and streaming the movie? The thing is, for me, Amazon is not a problem. They should have information available for consumption. It's just the hypocrisy of only holding Kyrie accountable for a social media post. And just like that, here we are, 4 weeks later. Allah presents the answer the way he always does, by bringing the truth to light. On Wednesday, November 30th, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said the company does not have any plans to stop selling the film. In other words, they will not fold to the pressure of many to discontinue selling the film. At the New York Times Deal Book Summit in New York City, Jassy said, it is difficult for the company to determine what content crossed the line to where Amazon doesn't make it available to customers. As a retailer of content to hundreds of millions of customers with a lot of different viewpoints, we have to allow access to those viewpoints, even if they are objectionable and differ from our particular viewpoints. Hold up. Wait a minute. Didn't he just present the freedom of speech and freedom of thought theory that America was built on? Did he? Listen, haven't I been saying that the game is rigged? There's selective outrage when it comes to consequences for actions of certain groups and or individuals. Kyrie Irving was squeezed to tap dance to get back into the NBA plantation over a post for just letting people know that a film was from a different point of view. The Amazon CEO, Andy Jassy, who is Jewish, bossed up and said, we allow access to different points of view. All those calling for Amazon to take the film down were even willing to settle for Amazon, adding disclaimer. Jassy said, Amazon has employees that flag content, but scaling that more broadly could be challenging. The reality is, we have expansive customer reviews for books and films that have a lot of attention. Customers do a pretty good job of warning people when there's objectionable content. Did he just say they leave it to the customers to decide? Well, damn, ain't Kyrie Irving a customer? The young brother lost millions while Amazon gets fat. I bet you the Anti-Defamation League doesn't list Amazon an anti-Semitic tracker. See why black folks stay angry? It's not about the book or the movie. It's about justice. It's about equality. It's about freedom. There's always some excuse or explanation to save white folks in their companies, organizations, and institutions. Want another example? Let's look at Jerry Jones. Talked about in the last episode. Picture of Jerry surfaces when he's like 14, 15 years old at a rally against desegregation in his home state in the South. Jerry got a pass because he was young and it didn't matter. Jerry got a pass because he was young and didn't know better. Kyrie didn't get a pass. Amazon got a pass because they allow profiting off sharing different points of view. Kyrie didn't get a pass. The sad thing is that I found a meme regarding what justice could look like for Jerry Jones if we had any type of power to hold him accountable. Here's our list of demands. 1. Apologize for anti-black racist behavior. 2. Condemn anti-black racism. 3. Meet with the black community leaders of our choice. 4. Donate $10 million to black institutions of our choice. 5. Attend sensitivity training. 6. Meet with Minister Farrakhan to demonstrate understanding. I'm sure to some of y'all it sounds absurd, right? But it wasn't absurd when Kyrie Irving had a laughable list of demands to return to the NBA plantation. This is the sad thing about what we do as black folks every day. We find ways to laugh in order not to cry. The thing is, I'm not laughing, and I damn sure ain't crying. I'm going to continue to use my voice to educate and motivate. Stay strong. Stay safe out there. Questions, comments on this episode, hit me up, barefacts007@yahoo.com or the Barefacts Facebook page. Until the next episode, keep a smile on your face, peace in your heart, and a sugar bear in your mind. Remember, dare to blaze your own path. It's so much fun. Peace.
This episode of the Barefacts is powered by Buzzsprout. Executive produced by J. Will for RJW Enterprises Incorporated. Music coordinated by Icewater for Indicave Studios. The Sugar Bear is available to respond to your feedback, questions, comments, and show ideas. Use the email barefacts007@yahoo.com. Continue to check for the Barefacts on your favorite podcast platforms.